The Sox are coming off back-to-back disappointing season, finishing last or next to last and having the second worst bullpen in the American League last year. They decided enough was enough. With one of the top hitters in baseball and Chris Sale, one of the top hitters in baseball, and Jose Abreu, decided to need to improve and build around that core and fix the bullpen. The Sox signed former starting pitcher of the Pirates, Zach Duke, who last year was turned into a reliever by the Milwaukee Brewers, and he was good not just as a lefty specialist, but he was also good versus righty. With one good reliever picked up, the Sox signed the best closer of the market and former Yankees closer David Robertson. The next step was to fix the starting rotation, where they only had two quality starting pitchers in Chris Sale and Jose Quintana. They traded for a familiar face to Chicago sports fans, Jeff Samardzija, who was on the A's after being traded from the Cubs to them last year at the deadline. They gave a few prospects, but all of them were extra pieces that were not going to be part of the core. The other key moves were to find a competent number two hitter and a cleanup hitter to have protection for Abreu. They signed Gold Glove winner Adam LaRoche to fill the cleanup spot and play the casual first base, and all-star left fielder Milky Cabrera to fill the number two spot. The White Sox had a press conference to do three of the key offseason acquisitions in Cabrera, Samardzija, and Robertson. Here's Rick Hahn with lots of excitement after these moves.
We have a very special feeling today around here. Any one of these three individuals being here by themselves or announcing their acquisition for the club would have been huge news for us. It would have merited a gathering like this and a celebration like the one we're having here today. The fact that we're able to have all three of these players here means not only a great deal to us, but also speaks volumes to them willing to be here as teammates, sharing a goal and helping us achieve a world championship in 2015.
The Sox also hope to have a full season of production from right fielder Aviasel Garcia in the fifth spot after missing most of last year due to a wrist injury. The other moves for the Sox was to improve the catching situation in case their starter Tyler Flowers faltered by signing former Cub and All-Star catcher Giovanni Soto to a minor league deal, who eventually made the team out of spring training, and picking off Rob Brantley off waivers as extra catching support. Here's what Robertson and Samardzija had to say about being acquired by the White Sox and about how their careers led them to this point in time.
Growing up Northwest Indiana, came to a lot of games. You know, you get those $9 tickets and you get to sit right in that second deck. And remember a lot of old memories. I remember watching Sammy Sosa play his early games here before he was traded. And the list goes on. So to be able to come here and play and be a part of it's really exciting. And it's definitely feels like I've came full circle in my professional career. And I'm just excited to be here and excited to take advantage of all that emotions and excitement I have and just let it all out on the field.
You know, I've been on the other side playing against Chicago White Sox, and they've just been a nightmare to deal with. You know, when Rick approached us and, you know, we started having some conversations and hearing about the moves that were being done, I was excited. Obviously, you know, they've got a great squad here, and, you know, making them even tougher is something I want to be a part of. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited about all the moves that have been made because it really made everything work out for me. I've been a part of a changing team, an evolving team before. Every year it's changed, and, you know, it doesn't take long for guys to get together and figure it out. You're around each other every single day. You get to know everyone. You figure out things out. You have that 45 or 50 days of spring training to learn each other, to learn moves and anything else that goes on the field. And I think it'll happen really fast. I'm excited about the group of guys.
Rick Hahn had more thoughts about the optimism for the Chicago White Sox. Here's more of the press conference of the Big Three.
There's been this, you know, palatable buzz around the city, and that's translated to from a sales standpoint in a positive way that gave Jerry and us the confidence that we were going to be able to stretch to a payroll level that we didn't think was possible as we entered the offseason.
The other rotation move was made in last year's draft, with the Sox taking Carlos Rodon with third overall pick. He went through all the minor league stops last year. And in this year, as the Sox called him up, he's started two games, has won one of those games, and has struck out 17 batters in 16 innings. Pretty impressive for the rookie. In his debut as a reliever, Carlos Rodon got an ovation. Here's some of that ovation from his
Carlos
first
Rodon
appearance in the major league.
Ready to make his major league debut, and there's Bobby Thigpen. Trying to calm him down. You know that the adrenaline is flowing. It would appear that Carlos Rodon is going to come into this for the first time as a major leaguer. And as he runs in from the pen, We'll step out and be back after these
messages. What a thrill for that young man.
There's a lot of optimism in the South, the newly revamped versatile quick team, but they'll have to compete with the American League champion Royals, the American League Central champion Tigers, and improved Indians team. With three other teams to compete with this year, it'll be one hard-fought race for the Central and one of the two wildcard spots. And currently the Sox are 18-17, 4.5 games back of the first-place Kansas City Royals. I'm Jeff Stein from the WCRX Sports Center, and have a good summer.